are listening to the WorshipWednesday.com podcast.
Hi, everybody. It's your pal, Rob Reed from WorshipWednesday.com. I'm here with another podcast. And this podcast gives us an extra little flavor that we haven't had here before. I'm talking about St. Louis's own Don B. and his son Jay. And together they form a group known as High as Praise. And just awesome. Wonderful music that I think you're really going to enjoy. Announcements first. Now, not a lot of you had done what we had asked with regards to John Tibbs in his interview 2 weeks ago. There was a contest here at WorshipWednesday.com where you had to post and subscribe to at John Tibbs Music and at Worship Wed, and then make a comment about it on your Twitter. Well, one person did. There were up to three winners, and I wanted to congratulate Rob Schumacher. Rob, or Shoemaker. I hope I got it right either way. Congratulations, Rob. You win a copy of John Tibbs' Origins, his album. So please email me with your email information to let me know that you heard this, or I'll be contacting you shortly so you'll find out. Congratulations there. And to everyone that lost out on this, check out Origins by John Tibbs at johntibbsmusic.com. It's absolutely awesome. So you want to check that out. Now to today's interview. This was a very, very fun interview. It's when, you know that God is working. You just feel the love that's happening and the love that I feel for a Christian brother. And the confirmation I get of how great God is, and the confirmation I think you're going to get as well, from a man here who lived a life of a lot on his own, where he treated himself as his own God, paid a lot of attention to him and his own needs and his own needs of satisfaction, and tried to fill that hole that the world has, that every member of the world has without God, and tried to fill that with all sorts of pleasures, you know, it'd be narcotics, be woman, whatever it was. And October 1st, 2005, you're going to hear the story. He just gave it all up for Christ, and he's been sober ever since and doing very well and writing very wonderful music for the Lord with his 17-year-old son, incredibly talented. And anyway, I don't need to say any further. It's a great interview. I look forward to you hearing it. So may I present to you Don B. of High as Praise. Hi, everybody. It's Rob, and I am here. I'm very excited to present to you a man, a brother, who has a wonderful story and provides wonderful music that he lifts up to the Lord that helps to build up the brethren here. And Don B. of High as Praise, how are you today, brother?
I am a blessed man. How about yourself, Rob?
I got a little bit of a cold, but I'm doing okay. You know, this is one of those days. I have Satan attacking me recently. Yeah. I've had three auto accidents in the last week, none of which are my fault. I have a feeling that somebody's not happy with the work that I'm doing on behalf of the Lord, but I know the Lord is there to provide and protect, and I'm still walking and talking and all that good stuff. So, you know, God willing, yeah, I'm doing fine. Now, I want to start out.
We know somebody's not pleased with you, but we take authority over him. You know, he don't have no power. He can't do nothing to you.
Amen,
God's
brother.
God's got your back, man.
Amen, brother. Thank you. So 5 years ago, we start out with your story, because five years ago, you and I are the same in the sense that I didn't know Jesus 5 years ago. And 5 years
ago, I actually did know him. Yeah. I was like a 13-year down-sleeping condition, I guess, is the closest thing I can paint a picture of it really being what it was. My dad died in 1994.
Oh, boy.
And I just kind of went on a binge of drinking and smoking and drugging and, you know, being a secular musician at the time, all of those things were readily available. You know, I'd go into the club and set up my gear and do the gig, and there's five drug dealers in the club, so, you know, I didn't have a problem getting involved with that at all.
And so you were just medicated? Man,
I was medicated. That's putting it mildly. My dad happened to be my workmate. I learned my trade from my dad. He was also a great mentor, a self-taught upright bass player and pretty much an icon in St. Louis. And so he was a lot of things to me. He was my best friend. He was my father. He was a great provider. And when he died, he suffered a long bout of Alzheimer's. And when he died, man, I just lost it, you know. I was mad at God. I shook my fist at him. And I sank into a life of depravity and perverseness. And, you know, I looked up one day, man, and I was like, who are you?
Well, what caused that? Because the date that you've given us for the artist profile and Worship Wednesday website is, you said, October 1st of 2005. What happened on that day?
That day, I was like on a weekend. I had been on a weekend binge. I got a paycheck and was smoked up my paycheck, drank up my paycheck, and got up Saturday morning. October 1st, 2005 was a Saturday morning. And I got up after having been out with this young girl. And I looked in the mirror, Rob, and I just kind of like, was really saddened by what I seen. I didn't like what I saw, and I just cried out to God that, you know, this got to stop. And immediately, he led me downtown to a place where it's notorious. St. Patrick's is notorious for helping the homeless and feeding people. And so I went down there where I knew I could get help, but being a Saturday morning, they were closed. Joyce Meyer happened to be using their parking lot for her. She does an annual women's conference down at the Edward Jones Dome where the Rams play, mm-hmm. which is directly across the street from St. Patrick's. Mm-hmm. And so her security guard was there, and I asked him if I could go on the lot to see if St. Patrick's could give me some help. He allowed me to park, which was kind of out of character for him, as I found out later. He was the chief of security for Joyce Meyer Ministries. He was a guy that just went by the book, you know. So he broke his tradition simply by letting me on the lot. And, of course, there was nobody there. So upon going back to my little hoopty, I was getting ready to leave. And the Holy Spirit just prompted me to ask this man if he knew where I could get some help for a drug problem.
Okay.
And I pretty much filled my guts to him like I'm talking to you now. He opened his cell phone and called my spiritual daddy now, Pastor Tony Ayala at the Dream Center. They had just opened the Genesis Men's House. And Pastor Tony told him to send me out there pronto. And that's the hand of God, my brother.
Oh, no doubt about it.
The only thing you can get at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning in St. Louis is White Castles and Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Now, did you, on October 1st, when this happened, did you just end up cutting cold turkey, or was it a process?
Actually, I don't remember driving my car to the Dream Center that morning, but I went out and Pastor Tony met me. We sat on the front porch and I just gave him the blow-by-blow account like I'm giving it to you now. And the ultimate, the bottom line to that meeting that morning, he had already made up his mind he was going to let me in the house, but the house was full. He had 10 guys already in the house. He took me in the house. And those guys gathered around me, put me in a chair in the middle of the room, and everybody gathered around me, laid hands on me. He anointed me with oil, and I ain't smoked a crack rock since.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. That's awesome.
Miraculous. I mean, set free from sin. I smoked cigarettes. I smoked Winston's and Kool's for 30 years.
And you're not doing that anymore?
He set me free from cigarettes. He set me free from alcohol. He set me free from cocaine. Immediately, bam.
God is
the only
good.
Time I ever thought about a cigarette is if I saw somebody smoking one.
God is
but
good.
Other than that, I have not had any dope in my body in 5 years. I had my 5th year anniversary October 1st this year, and the 10th, we celebrated 10 years at the Dream Center. On the 1st of October as well. So
fantastic.
October was a really good month for me, man.
Well, fantastic. So are you still affiliated with the Dream Center, or are you still doing work for them? How's that work?
Yes, I am. I am a current member of the praise and worship team there. And every opportunity I get to serve, I take it, you know.
Great. How often do you get to play there at the Dream Center?
We do Tuesdays. Actually, I've kind of taken a hiatus from Tuesdays. They're doing classes on healing. They got a lot of different stuff going on. I just started a healing class last night, so I'm not really available for Tuesday worship. But so every Sunday, we two services, 9 and 11, and then we, of course, have choir rehearsal through the middle of the week. And the Dream Center is the kind of place, I don't know, are you in L.A.?
I'm in Los Angeles, yeah.
Okay, there's a Dream Center out there, and we basically modeled our place after that. Pastor Matthew Barnett, I believe is his name.
Okay.
He comes here and preaches every now and then too, but our system is set up like his, and in that we never sleep. You know, we always reaching out. We always got a food pantry. We're always trying to do something, ministerially speaking, to help people.
Well, I'm sure that, that the listeners and I for sure will be continuing to pray for the Dream Center, the work that you do there. Thank God for you guys for doing all that stuff. Now, back to some personal stuff. You're, after you talked about, you know, where you woke up and who you were with, you're married. You've been married for 32 years. So obviously God blessed you with a very loving, forgiving Proverbs 31 wife. Can you tell me a little bit about your relationship and how it was affected and made better after October 1st, 2005?
Well, I don't know if you know anything about the life of a secular musician. I met my wife when I was 11 years old. I'll be 54 this month, late 22nd of December. And so I've known my wife more years than I've not known her.
Oh, yeah.
And I really think that she was designed to, you know, by God to be my mate. You know, it was a story that I share with people that me and my daughter had a conversation about once I had been back in the house for a few years. And that was that her mom, she told me, she said, "Dad, my mom never said anything bad about you to us kids while you were gone and while you were out there. The only thing she would ever say upon mentioning your name was pray for your dad." And so she is truly a Proverbs 31 woman. Actually, during my darkest moments, I had, Jay was born in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, my behavior had got so outrageous that she decided to move 6 months pregnant with him. Mm-hmm. And so when she came back, the end of the year, he was born in 93, I was living with another woman, and that stayed happening for 7 years. You know, I know the Bible refers to 7 years as the seven as a completion number. And so once that ill side got completed, you know, imagine a woman that, you know, has regular contact with me, sees me regular, I'm picking up kids up for weekends, and I'm living with another woman after 20-some years of marriage.
Wow.
And, you know, she's just like the water rolling off a duck's back. She just continued to pray for me.
Well,
and she never treated me ill. She always fed me, always had a meal for me. And I look back at it now, Rob, and I'm still in awe. You know, I don't know how she did it other than the power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, no, there's no
doubt. Had it been me, I would have hated my guts, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So how is everything going now since October 1st, 2005? I imagine things have got better. It's the same, or I'm sure she's just praising God every day for the work
progressive,
that she's doing you.
Progressive. We are, we're rejoicing. Couple, she's working on her second year. The enemy tried to put the cancer thing on her, and so she's recovering from that and going through some physical pains that associated with the surgery, but there's no cancer there.
Amen.
And she's totally, completely healed. But as far as our relationship is concerned, it's growing like a normal marriage. There's some spots where we have difficulty, but the bottom line is Jesus is Lord in our house.
Amen.
And so that's who we go to. We take all our, according to 1 Peter 5:7, we cast all our little bitty cares on him.
Amen.
Because he cares for us affectionately.
Amen. Now, you're a great example. You and your wife, we talked about this briefly before the interview started. Now I want to segue into that because you said, you know, your wife has touch of cancer and, you know, the problems in your marriage and all these things. You answered, "We're rejoicing." Now, God has touched in my heart, and that's why I know that we're talking right now, and this is all God working. Habakkuk, the whole book, But in particular, the chorus, a portion of my chorus is actually what you wrote as your favorite Bible verse, at least lately, which is Habakkuk 3:19, talking about, but the whole section there talks about rejoicing in the Lord, notwithstanding the fact of all these things in the book of Habakkuk, you know, things are going terribly. The Lord, he goes, you know, Habakkuk says, as you know, at the beginning, he's like, Lord, why all these things happen? Why these terrible things happen? The Lord responds, you think that's bad, it's going to get worse. And then in the end, Habakkuk just says, you know what? In the good and the bad, the Lord says that the righteous shall live by faith, so I will rejoice in the Lord. He makes my feet run like the feet of the deer, and he lifts me up. So you're a great example of that. What does Habakkuk 3:19 mean to you?
I'm going to tell you a story about that scripture. The Genesis home was like a six-month commitment at the time when I went into the house. It's a year-long commitment now for the guys. But as I began to study the Word of God, I just kind of got into that Habakkuk 3:19, that last verse or the last part of Habakkuk where it talks about hinds feet. And my pastor, whom I love dearly, I mentioned him earlier in our talk, Tony Ayala, when I took the word hinds and I ran it through the concordance, and I think it's the Hebrew spelling of that word is A-Y-A-L-A-A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was just like dumbfounded. I'm like, man, this has got to be the hand of God in my life and on and not. I showed it to my pastor, and he was even like just shook. I couldn't believe it. And so that scripture became from that, you know, I guess that was God's way of getting my attention, you know, for the chief.
Oh yeah,
musician on his stringed instruments, and I play bass.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've been a bass player all my life. My dad was a bass player. My oldest brother is a bass player. I got a nephew out there with you that's a bass player. So bass is pretty big. Stringed instruments pretty big in my family.
Oh
so
yeah, now, listening to your music. I mean, obviously Stevie Wonder is a big influence on you. Are you the one playing the keyboards as well, or is that your son Jay? We're going to need to segue into talking about.
That's my 17-year-old God's Holy Spirit filled son.
Amen.
That is not me.
All right. Well, that transfers us into Jay to talk about Jay, who's your partner in. I was going to say partner in crime, but that doesn't work. Your partner in Holy Spirit wonder, you know, because
he's my partner in bashing the enemy.
Oh yeah, amen. So Jay, tell us a little. So he's 17 years old, talented young man, and I guess he's going to be interviewing at some college of music. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Actually, I am online as we speak. I got the Priceline.com site up and looking for accommodations in Atlanta. We'll be taking him to Atlanta tomorrow.
Great.
For an appointment to be interviewed Friday and to audition for Berklee College of Music. And that's another point of rejoicing that I'm at right now, because a lot of people have made negative comments about Joshua. His school, the high school that he goes to, has basically classified him as a special needs student.
Hmm.
And for the 4 years that he's been in high school, they're just now coming out of the saying that he's special in that he has a learning disability and blah, blah, blah. And people saying that, well, you know, Berklee costs a lot of money and he is just, I mean, he's the pillar of faith, man. I learned a lot about faith and standing on the Word of God by simply watching my son. It's just incredible.
Yeah, you know,
Dad, I'm going to Berklee, and that's it. God said I'm going, and I'm going. I'm like, Jay, what else can I say? I got your back, man.
Amen.
We believe the Lord together for that.
Yeah, so. I have a four-year-old boy. You know, and I learned so much from him. You know, God gives
God bless
little
you.
Lessons, yeah, just from just things that he says, and I just go, oh, you know, okay, I think God is speaking through you, young man. And yeah, it's amazing for that. I can't wait until my son's going to be 17. I really can't wait for that. So, Father God, I pray that, and this is on behalf of everybody, that Joshua, who's also Jay, is that right? Is that right, brother?
Yep, Joshua Allen.
Joshua Allen, that you just anoint him and just bless him, fill him with your spirit as he interviews for this college, and soften the hearts of anyone that might be negative.
Thank you, Lord.
Help him through this process and get him into that college of music or whichever way you're going to do it, Lord, because, you know, this servant of yours, Joshua, really wants to serve you through music, and he does it well, Lord, as you know. So just continue to bless him and help him along as he goes through that process. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen. So
amen.
We're going to put on this podcast, going to put on the song Choice. By High as Praise. And the reason I put that on, I took a look at some of the lyrics, and it seemed to echo a little bit of the testimony that you were saying, that you wrote that. When did you write the song Choice?
That song was written, actually, I was a secular musician, and I was toying with the idea of getting saved. My wife had gotten saved, and she had been saved, I guess, about 2 years, maybe 86 was about the time that song was written. And as you hear me make a statement in it, I wasn't born again. Mm-hmm. And I said it in the present tense. I said, I'm not born again. But it was God drawing me even then. You know, there's a scripture, I forget where it's at, I think it's either Galatians or Ephesians, that says the husband, the unbelieving husband, will be sanctified or drawn through his wife.
Amen.
God will use your wife mm-hmm. to draw you. So mm-hmm. that's what was happening in that song.
My wife's a Christian woman. She married me as an unbeliever, and she was instrumental in me coming to faith as well. So we definitely have a lot in common there. So that's awesome. So we'll be using that song Choice. And you talked about also with your wife that you met her when you were 11 years old. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
See, I met my wife when I was 13. You know, and so, yeah, we just have similar paths, and thank God for everything that he's done for us. Now, do you have anything lastly? Well, why don't we talk about where we can find your music?
Highestpraise.com, www.highestpraise.com. Reverb Nation, of course. You go www.reverbnation.com/highestpraise. And that's a really weird spelling. If
I'll make sure
spelling
let's get
right.
That. Yeah, it's H-I-G-H-E.
H-I-G-H-E-Z as in zebra. P-R-A-Y-S as in locking your hands together and praying. You can get me, Don Brown, at Facebook. We do a lot of music. A lot of our music is on Facebook. We also have a YouTube page. You can go to our YouTube and see video of live performances on YouTube /highestpraise.
Well, I'll take a look. I'm going to link to all those things for you, brother, and I really am excited and happy that you joined me here, and I love
God
to hear your
you.
Testimony, and I pray that it will help somebody else who might be slipping a little bit and know that the Lord will always provide, the Lord will always protect. We just have to leave it all up to him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, brother, my best to you and your family. God bless your
you
wife.
Too, Rob.
Give your wife a big hug for me, if you will.
I will do
she
so.
Doesn't know me, and this should be up probably later sometime today. All right, brother.
Okay, my man. God bless you. We stay in touch. Stay connected.
It just never ceases to amaze me how amazing our God is, and this was just a great testimony. Built me up just by listening to him, talking to the man, and I hope it was the same for you. If you are an artist, a music artist that does Christian music, if you're a worship leader at a church, if you go to a church and you love your worship leader and want them to be featured here on the website at worshipwednesday.com and the podcast, by all means, just email me at rob@worshipwednesday.com. And I'd appreciate any comments that you got. That'd be great. So that'll do it. Take a look and listen at all of the links that you can find to the artist profile for High as Praise and Don B and Jay on the worshipwednesday.com website. And you can freely download their song, Choice, which is just a fantastic, beautiful song that really reflects a lot of Don's testimony that he talked about. And here is High as Praise's
choice.